Oh, hey everybody. Welcome to J2K Podcast.
Hey.
We're all here in the video and we're all here on the audio.
And at so J2K.
Yeah. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Kareen.
Yes. So,
yes, we nail it.
Christine just did her hair and stuff for 20 minutes.
Shut up. God, you are such an ass.
Well, what, do you want me to talk about your farts?
Well, you don't need to. Whatever. Hey, guys.
Somebody's in a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood. Whatever.
I think your hair looks beautiful.
She was in a great mood earlier. I promise.
It's okay. I was talking to my mom when I was doing my makeup, and I was like, I'm doing my weekly makeup for the podcast.
Thank you.
So to move out of this area.
Yeah.
The first thing I was thinking about talking about, and hear me out. Since Corona started.
Whoa.
What the hell is that?
Stuff?
Did you just fall through the lake?
Okay. What's the first thing you want to talk about? I need to get my Coca-Cola for this.
Was since Corona started and Zoom became super prevalent.
Oh.
I think this is just my opinion that people are fucking getting naked and stimulating their genitals in this fucking Zoom world in front of people, like mad, like insanely.
Think so?
Oh, I
are they?
I can almost guarantee it. I haven't participated or known anything about it, but I am telling you that horny MFers are doing that. I swear to God. Like, check out my genitalia.
It would have to be like an orgy because it's made for like meetings with multiple people.
I know, but just two people can do it, man.
Well, if two people wanted to do it, I think they would do it like maybe on FaceTime or on Facebook video or Snapchat or something like that.
So you're
it's weird that they would be.
So you're telling me
they would get off on? Maybe they would get off on using like a meeting type set.
So what you're saying is you don't think people
that's,
are using
that's what
Zoom?
Saying, is that like people are getting off on it being public?
Oh, that could be. Is that what you're saying, Jeff?
You don't think people are using Zoom to manipulate their genitalia in front of each other?
In the middle of a work meeting, like under the desk?
That, no, no, Justin. Come on, man. People are hooking up on Zoom.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Fuck yeah.
Probably.
Of course they are.
Check out my genitalias. Woo!
I thought that would be a way bigger topic than it is. You guys could practice in separate rooms. You guys could like do some like role playing of like being like separated in quarantine.
Well, we're going to do that after this podcast.
It's funny that they call it Zoom, but you can't Zoom in. Like,
yeah, but I could Zoom in for you.
I would need a Zoom option if I were to be naked on Zoom.
I'm Zooming in now.
Does it get bigger?
No, dude, Zoom cameras are your friend. Makes everything look big.
You were just average.
Need that fisheye lens, baby.
Yeah, I went from just average to like 6 3/4 inches.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that would be way bigger topic than it was. It fucking died. It died right away.
Have you guys been cooking any good food?
Oh my gosh. I have Chex Mix in the oven right now.
Love Chex Mix.
Oh, snap. Is that what that smoked spice was that you were having earlier?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys were hanging out in my spice cabinet. That's where I had my camera sitting at.
Nice.
Ooh. Mood lighting.
That's all I'm cooking, snack food. You know, like, stuff I don't have to cook later. What about you? Have you been making bread?
I baked last week, and it's really, yeah, it's hard to get motivated to do it right now. In fact, like, even cooking, I've just been, like, cooking simple stuff and just saving as much as I can to eat leftovers, like a few chicken breasts that I can make with frozen vegetables. I haven't been going all out in the cooking like I was.
Jeff made a good breakfast this morning.
I was telling Kareem prior in the when we were waiting, but I diced up potatoes, I diced up onions, and I diced up bacon, and I mixed them all together in a bowl and put Lowry seasoning salt on them, and I put them in the air fryer. Like, I had enough for three separate, like, portions, but my portions were enough for, like, three people. But and I cooked it in the air fryer, and it was delicious.
Very good.
AF. And I did two over-easy eggs on top of it, and then yesterday we went and tried the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, and I love Popeye's chicken, but like I don't like pickles on my sandwiches anyway. But we had those, and I bought a box of six biscuits or whatever, and I had a couple of those with it as well, so it was pretty decent. And I've been cooking, doing a little baking, but just, you know, normal stuff, really. We ordered out from Ibendu Ramen
on Thursday night
on South Commercial and
South. Oh yeah, that place is really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah, and the name is funny because it's like I bend over, I bend.
It's very easy down, to remember.
Little,
and it sounds like you're saying it with a Japanese accent. I bendu.
Yeah, the lean forward bendu.
I bendu over. I bendu.
And also like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's what I was like. It sounds a little German.
Get to the Ibendu!
Well, I like the to-go because they did it good. They put the noodles and the veggies and the meat in the bottom, and then they put the miso
in a separate container.
So when you got it home, you could warm it up and it tasted fresh instead of like 15-minute old food, which is...
Yeah.
Like, that's the hard part about this stay home, stay safe, and takeout. Like, we did Red Robin at work a couple weeks ago, and it tasted like crap by the time it got to the office. It was all cold fries. I was like, I can't believe I paid $15 for this. So
we did takeout for pho at the Vietnamese. I think it's pho Kaiser.
Oh, I love that. Pfizer ka or pho.
Pfizer ka.
Kaiser pho. Pho.
Pho Kaiser.
Pho. Oh, I love that place. It's so good.
My girlfriend and I did takeout for there, and they do the same thing, I think, where they, like, separate the broth and the noodles so the noodles don't overcook.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, that place is really good.
Oh, I love their, I don't know what it's called now. I think it's a number B3. It's, like, vermicelli and shrimp and pork, and they have this fish sauce that goes on top of it. It's so good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you get little, like, egg rolls with it. That's really reasonable. I think it's like $10. It's like two meals. B2 or B3. Can't remember what it's now.
B4.
Bingo!
What do you got right there, Kareen?
It's peanut butter for my dog.
Oh.
Making her hungry.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
So you have a mat that you put peanut butter on?
Yeah, and I just toss it on the ground like that.
Keep her busy.
Ruby.
And then you can just hear the tongue lapping for hours.
Because everybody loves that noise.
Can you guys hear her licking that?
Uh-uh.
No.
We need the microphone closer, please.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. God. Hey,
yeah.
I'm sorry to Justin's sister right now.
What's worse, peanut butter licking or ice?
Like, we already had ice.
Ruby!
Apologies, Kendra.
That's funny. That's the dog cam. being so mean.
No, I shushed you because if I talk, it stops hers. Oh, man. We're going to have a fight after this podcast.
Jeff, she's so cute.
Jeff, do the cheeky thing.
No, we're having a fight right now.
Ruby.
Ruby. You guys are going to go back into my spice cabinet.
I've been taking some Spanish lessons.
Oh.
Okay.
Trying to learn some Espanol.
Que onda, wey?
I've still been running, which is the only thing that's been helping my crippling anxiety lately. And losing my pudgy dad bod. Kind of missing it.
Hey, Justin, did I hear you say that you and your girlfriend went and got curio?
Before the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Pandemic.
Yep.
The never-ending pandemic.
Hey, Jeff, have you been playing the new video game?
I have been playing Skyrim.
Yes. How is it? Are you speaking in dragon tongues?
I'm not particularly happy with the dragons right now.
I know, it's funny. I'll be in the other room and I'll hear, "Ah! Dragon just killed me." And then I'll hear, "Ah!
The thing I remember the most about that game is going into bars and the guy always saying, "I used to be an adventurer just like you until I took an arrow to the knee." He's in every bar you go to.
I haven't heard that guy.
I used to be an adventurer just like you until I took an arrow to the knee.
Well, he started shit with some guy in a bar this morning.
Oh no, there was like a little quest where a lady said this guy was giving her shit, and I went and beat his ass in a bar. And
today?
Yeah.
Told him to leave her alone.
In a video game.
I'm just trying to do quests.
Wait, there's bars and video games?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to do quests that don't include me leaving this town, because every time I go out in the wilderness, a fucking dragon shows up and kills me.
So you just hang out at the bar?
Like, what kind of game is that? Like, they don't let you level enough to where you can fight the fucking dragon. Like, it just comes and fucking kills me, literally.
I think you should write a letter.
Kills my
horse.
You gotta
do other quests first.
Well, in order to do the quests, I have to go out into the world, and as I'm running along, a fucking dragon shows up. So far, every direction I've went. Level 8 and stuck.
I was watching him last night, and he has like a chick that is his little partner.
Yeah, Jarl gave me fighter.
There are a bunch of witches in the woods, and he sent her to deal with it.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the greatest things, is I can take my non-player character, and I can go talk to her, and I said, "I need you to do something for me." Select that phrase. And she goes, "What do you need me to do?" And then I turn around and I like use my cursor and I stick it way up by where the witches are hiding in the woods and click it and go, "Wait there." And she runs up there and fucking fights them for me.
And then he tells me, "You need to be more like her. She listens to me."
Oh, what? So mean.
Like, if I would have said that to her, she'd be like, "Ugh."
Oh, God, I'm trying to get... Are we fighting? We never fight.
It's good for the podcast,
bro. Oh, right? God. Okay.
It's like...
You're making us uncomfortable.
Day, like, 5 million being trapped together in a quarantine.
You started it.
Well, you were talking to me. Shut up.
So we can hear Ruby lick the thing.
All right, we're done. Sorry, guys.
Christine, what do you think about, young people and their sense of entitlement?
Oh my god.
Don't get me going.
Hey, like, let's start a fight. Let's
good one, Corrine. Wait, do we have a trophy for somebody?
I know. Hey, not to completely change topics, but we were out in the store yesterday and I got a compliment on your face mask.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, "Oh, pretty material."
Yeah,
oh, great.
I wore my unicorn out. Yeah,
and I wore the turquoise, like the dark green white one, the turquoise-y green and white. She's like, ooh, I like your face mask.
She's a face mask.
That thinks it's black and white, and then I'm like, it's going to be a surprise because it's not black.
Well, Corrine
is... I could use a face mask.
Corrine is doing socially distant...
for you.
She's doing socially distant drop-offs.
Yeah.
Yeah, text me your address and I'll drop one off tomorrow when it's not raining.
And I like the stiffness of the fabric helps create an air pocket inside where you can actually breathe wearing it. Where some of the ones I've worn, I feel like I can't breathe in them.
Huh.
I feel like I can breathe better in yours.
Well, good.
Yeah. And it's very fashion forward.
Saving lives and keeping people alive.
So, I have been, I started, planted seeds, and I got sprouts coming up on a couple different ones. I got the corn, the newer corn I planted is sprouting, but I've got corn sprouting, pumpkin, carrots.
Squash.
It's pretty fun. I don't have that sprouting. I only listed the ones that sprout.
Oh, okay.
So far, I've got a bunch that haven't sprouted, but I'll be patient.
I have one plant. You guys want to see it? I brought it inside because it's stored.
Did you steal it?
Yeah, is it the stolen plant?
Then you have more than one plant.
I don't think you can turn it around.
You can't turn it around, I don't think.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh.
What is that, a pot plant?
Tony the tomato plant.
I was like, I think it's tomato.
Hey, Tony, you look so cute there.
Got some little...
oh, yeah, you do.
Little tomato blossoms coming off.
Wow.
That's crazy. Have you kept it inside this whole time?
No. I actually put it on... It smells so good, you guys.
I love the way tomato plants smell.
Smells like
fresh
tomatoes. I leave it on my front doorstep because it gets the most sun there.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought it
And everybody thinks it's a pot plant when they walk by. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I thought it was Marty, the marijuana plant.
He's fun, too. I've never, I usually planted mine around Mother's Day. That's early.
God, a tomato plant smells so good. Another plant that I have that's doing really well. Look at this guy. It's my stolen plant from you guys.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
And I got this guy, this little devil.
Is that another stolen one?
And then from myself, little Christmas cactus going on here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like this.
I would show you guys my plants, but we'll be here for another couple hours.
Yeah, you've got quite a few, don't you?
Especially outside. Houseplants, I'm thinking about getting... I'm slowly throwing them all away.
What? Why?
I don't know.
I need...
Just makes me feel good to destroy life. I don't know.
I need one bigger houseplant that is hard to kill.
Yeah.
Well, Corrine's throwing them away.
I feel like I get mine, and I like them. They're small, and then they get too big, and then I don't know. Houseplants are hard and tricky, and getting their lighting is weird, and you know. I love snake plants. Those are really easy.
Never even heard of that kind.
Why do they look like? Do they look like snakes? Is that why they're called snake plants?
Yeah. How'd you rotate your thing? Oh, there we go. They are.
Oh, God.
Yep, that's a snake plant there. There's all different. This big gigantic one here. This is my prize one. It's called a whale's fin.
Wow.
There's another sprout off of it. And I feel like I've got them everywhere. They come in all forms. This is probably what you're used to seeing. That was like ones that look like that.
And you're just going to murder them and throw their carcasses in the trash?
No, these I don't murder because you can't kill them. You can seriously put them in a dark closet. And here's another one here.
Yeah, I would love something like that.
Yeah, they're super easy. And like I said, they don't require a lot of light, but they can take a lot of light. And,
Whoa!
Yeah, so for all the people listening, this whole last 5 minutes has been fun for you.
And we all just got dizzy when she spun her phone around 100 times.
This is a snake plant. It's called a Sansevieria. It's the Latin name.
Well, they should pull it up on YouTube.
This is what it looks like, but you can't see it because you're listening.
Look what we have that we've never used.
Oh, the clapper. Nice.
You know, the clapper is a two-prong plug-in, not three-prong.
Well, why
you know, you should plug your Xbox into that, so when you want to rage quit, you can just clap it off.
Just which would be fine if it was
Christine a... Or Christine Siggy, you play, and she can be like, I'm ready enough.
That would be fine if it was a three-prong plug-in, but it's two.
I feel like you could put a two-prong plug into a three-prong hole, can you not?
I have an adapter if you guys really want one, and you can also get one at the hardware store.
Plug into.
I'm not understanding it.
Okay, so hey, I wanted to talk to you, Christine. I started watching Z-Nation.
Two prongs.
Oh, yeah! Sorry. She's trying to teach me out what prongs are.
Never mind.
Yeah, I love it. It's amazing.
I know.
I think I'm on episode 5. Yeah, I just got through the tornado one.
Oh my gosh. Were you in Philadelphia yet?
The Liberty Bell? Yeah, the Philadelphia one's amazing.
That was like my favorite episode.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite one as well. actually, I don't know. Is that the same one as the fracking? I really liked the fracking zombies.
I can't remember. It was a
completely
waste
of an episode, but it was like, there was a lot of stuff going on in it. When they go to the oil rig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just so many episodes I've seen at this point.
I'm sure, yeah.
I'm on season 4 now. And I started watching it, 3 weeks ago, I think? Not even.
No, probably 2.
I know. I've watched a lot.
I still, have not been watching a lot of TV. I don't know why. I'm kind of, I'm really antsy and having a hard time sitting.
I'll sit down
to watch something. I'm like, I'm just going to chill out. And I'll be like, well, maybe I want to go get some ice cream. And then I sit back down and I'm like, well, maybe I'll go smoke. And I sit back down and then I'm like, you know, maybe I think I'll go flip my laundry. And it's like, I haven't even watched a 30-minute episode and I have gotten up 3 times, you know.
I'm experiencing the same thing. I just do a little bit of a bunch of different things.
Yeah. I have a million things going all at the same time.
I just clean my house really slow. That's what I've been doing. It's just mindless work, and it's stress reliever.
We have not cleaned the house.
Justin, you can help sew masks and cut fabric.
There you go.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll bring you, if you want, if you're really into it, we can message later. It'll give you, it's really fun. You get big grid board and a roller and... Watch this.
Are you guys going to, are you going to Zoom meeting later? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you just hand sew it?
Well, you could cut the fabric because we need people. That's one of the steps that we do is cutting. I sew on a sewing machine. I do not hand sew it.
Yeah, that I guess it'd be hard to hand sew a bunch of masks.
It's only funny.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. Seriously.
Yeah.
Can we stand up?
No.
I'm sure that is a good time killer.
It is. It kind of feeds the fuel of ADD, where I don't have to I cut and sew and iron and up.
Right.
Next thing you know, I'm like, how did I just? Okay. And then I listen to podcasts. I've been listening to some really good podcasts lately. I might have said this to you guys a couple weeks ago, but the CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put on some great podcasts.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've
been working on my puzzle.
Christine's been killing time putting together puzzles.
I know. I'm almost done with it.
Are you?
Maybe 20 minutes left.
How long does it take you to find a piece?
Well, now not long. Because there's very few left.
Yeah.
But it took a while. It was
like a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Yeah.
It started out with a celebration of finding one piece.
Yeah.
Then it was the quest and the grinding to get it all enclosed.
Yep.
And
yep,
once
yep.
you got it all four sides enclosed, then it's just been like that. She's like, ah, it's got five in 1 minute.
I know. My favorite thing is to like walk away from it and then do something and then come back and I'll immediately find the piece and I'll find four pieces in like 30 seconds. I'm like, oh!
And I'm in the other room getting killed by a dragon going, good job, babe! God damn it!
I know. I'm like, I found four pieces! I know. I'm almost done. I'm going to be sad. I don't have any more puzzles in the house, I don't think. Go buy some puzzles.
Have you tried not dying, Jeff?
Have I tried not dying?
Yeah. That's what I did.
That's what I try to do always, dude. What are you talking about?
On Skyrim, I always just tried not to die. It really helped. I'm just trying to give you suggestions.
That's like a comedic suggestion because that's fucking the most crazy thing I ever fucking heard. Have you ever tried like not dying? Yeah.
Taking little jabs.
All the fucking time I try.
Well, now he'll like auto or save. Or it's like,
well, why don't you try to just die? Why don't you like change the game up in your own mind and be like, let's see how quick I can die.
Oh, I do that too. Yeah, and it happens just like that.
I nailed it. 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Lower the difficulty setting.
Oh, maybe you're a pro and you should be on easy.
This guy's a pro.
This guy's not a pro. That fucking dragon, though, is a fucking pro.
Oh my god, damn.
So, our J2K podcast listeners will remember that we had a guest named Burke DeBoer. Shout out, Burke DeBoer.
Hey, Burke.
Love you, sir.
Dude, Burke and Christine and I got super weird with some, like, super ghostly spirits.
Some Ouija. Yeah. But Burke's got a project, and I'm not going to, like, divulge any information about it, but I got a part in this project, and I did my part of it, and it was fun as shit.
Do you think that he saw, like, your casting call on those videos you released from being when you were a teenager? And he's like, dude, that guy's got some skills.
No, that's not what it was.
Did you guys watch that whole thing?
No, I'm so bummed I haven't watched it yet. I keep forgetting.
You need to watch it. It's super funny.
And I just,
it's right in your wheelhouse. Ridiculous. Hey, it's in your wheelhouse because it's no longer than 16 minutes, so it doesn't go past the 30-minute mark.
Okay, perfect.
It's just funny to see Jeff. First of all, he's so young in it. And I obviously didn't know that version of him.
Are you scraping paint at your house?
No, look at this.
She's working on her Chex Mix.
Whoa.
That looks
nice.
Really good.
That looks so good.
For all the listeners, she's got a big pan of Chex Mix right now.
That just came
out of the oven. That's what you've been listening
That's
to her scrape for a while.
Too.
Yeah.
She's going to be eating on that for a while.
Well, the thing with Chex Mix is you have to cook it low and stir it every 15 minutes.
What else do you need
to
do that
to?
There's got to be something else you have to do that to, Justin.
Do you have any bread at your house, Justin?
I might make some here in the next few days.
Are you going to cook it low and stir it every 15 minutes?
I was going to say, I'll trade you some Chex Mix and a mask for a loaf of bread.
The loaves are so huge. They're a little bit bigger than a dinner plate, and pretty tall. So I've been cutting them in half. So I have four loaves, and I usually give three of them away. Like last week, I gave one to my old neighbors, and then gave one to my boss, left it on his porch, and then I sent one home with my boys to their house.
Cool.
And it was good. It's good sourdough.
So are you feeding your starter?
Yeah, I forgot to feed it yesterday. I just looked at it and it's looking pretty sad.
What the starter?
Maybe I'll do that right now. You're making checks, Mix. Why not?
I know. I realize I'm like, wait, I'm not in a work meeting. I can do things on these podcasts.
We're doing a tour.
Let's watch Justin feed his monster.
That's right.
Yeah, the listeners, you're gonna love this, listeners. We're gonna be quiet and look at stuff while you're listening.
So I need to get back into playing video games, and I wish you had a newer system, Jeff, because I have one that I think you would love. Is it okay if we talk about video games? Is that too nerdy?
No, we should talk about whatever.
It's okay. Christine and I will just talk about our hair and makeup when you guys are finished up.
Exactly.
Well, I'll be quick. So, Red Dead Redemption 2 is like Grand Theft Auto, except in the Wild West.
Mm. Well, it's and not it's like huge. Grand Theft Auto then, because you can't jump a horse over a building.
You can't do that in Grand Theft Auto either.
But you can jump a car over a building.
Anyway, you can like it's like you're in the it's like a really good Western movie, except you're the main character, basically.
I've watched Jack Black play it.
I don't say this about a whole lot of video games, but it's insanely gorgeous. It's a beautiful game. It's a piece of art.
So, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City.
I'm not a big video game person, but that sounds like fun. I think I would like that video game.
Justin?
Got some starter going on here.
Wow. What is that?
It's Justin. Delicious. What's going on, Jeff?
Grand Theft Auto, Vice City.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of that one?
Oh, yeah. I played it a while ago.
Okay.
Is that the one where you can jump cars over buildings?
Yeah. That's what I did for hours. I didn't even do any quests. I would just get going as fast as I could. I'd steal the fastest car, and I'd drive it over the bridges that were shaped like a fucking half a circle and just fly as far as I could. Endlessly.
So, Kareen asked if you could go to bars and video games. In this one, you can go into, like, strip clubs and get a lap dance and
have
conversations with strangers and... Pretty good social distancing game.
The girls at work were talking about how there is a drive-through strip club that's opened up in Portland.
And I saw that.
And
really?
It's in, like, a parking lot. And they have the girls set up on, like, a pseudo-stage. And the cars can drive social distance style into the tent and out. But it gave me ideas of that. Okay, that's kind of weird that it's a strip club, but so many other businesses could do that.
Say this again.
What's that?
Explain, how does it work again?
It's a big tent. They showed me a picture of it. It's like a big white tent that they have set up in a parking lot, and they've created like a stage in the center of the tent, and the tent is wide enough for privacy's sake for the cars to drive in and out of. So the patrons can stay in their car, watch the show, and then drive out.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
Kind of like those like drive-through holiday things, but yet for strip clubs.
Exactly. I was like
zoo lights.
Way to be like think outside the box and get your business open.
Yeah.
So it's a new world we live in.
It is like the drive-through Christmas lights, isn't it?
Yeah.
For adults.
For adults.
For boobs.
I'm guessing they can't get their lap dance, but at least they can see some boobies.
How are they able to do that?
What's that?
Not essential.
Oh, I have no idea. It was up in Portland. It was on, I don't know, some news thing.
They were probably just waiting for someone to shut them down. Nobody shut them down yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at me, I'm all like fun police. I'm like, how are they getting away with that?
The fun police.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to have fun.
Like, that can happen. Why can't I go to Home Goods?
Home Goods sounds really awesome right now.
I know. Actually. It actually does. I don't know why I'm like craving that or a trip to Goodwill, like junk hunt.
Well, that's one of Jeff and I's favorite pastimes, going to Home Goods and being silly inside there with all the weird stuff they have.
Indeed.
We love going.
Yeah. God, they've just got so much fun stuff in there.
I know.
That's where I got these straws.
Ooh. That's where we got your Christmas present, your tea infuser. The Home Goods.
La Home Goods.
La Home Goods. Look at his camera angle. It's funny.
Ooh. I know. Are you...
Casa Buenos.
So then when you add all of that flour, Justin is adding flour now to his sourdough starter, just for you listeners. Justin, how much then do you make with, then do you take a portion of that out and then add flour to it when you make the bread, or what do you do?
So the starter that I have, it's live cultures in there, and for those that don't know, that's what you use instead of yeast. You don't need to put yeast in this bread. The sourdough starter is the yeast. I made mine from shredded apples and sugar. I fermented that and then slowly over time started incorporating bread flour into it. So now that I've got it going and it's alive and I need to feed it to keep it alive, and it eats the starches and sugars in flour. So every day, I could do it two ways. I could take one tablespoon and mix it with 100 grams of water and 100 grams of flour, half and half, and do that twice a day. Hmm. Or I could mix it with, now that I'm not really making bread a whole lot, I'm just feeding it once a day, 200 flour and 200 water. The flavor isn't as strong when you do that. So when I start to go back to baking, I'll probably start feeding it twice a day so it's really alive and going, so it tastes really sour.
So do you only have to do this for sour bread?
What are the are those measurements in American?
Well, it's by weight.
Yeah.
You weigh your for accurate baking, you weigh, not measure.
Oh. But I'm confused. Do you only have to make this kind of sludge for sour bread, the starter? Or is this for all bread?
Actually, you can do it for, it's just another method of leavening the bread, of getting yeast into it.
Okay.
But you can do a quick fermentation, so that the bread has a little bit more flavor. And then, add yeast, add just like the packet yeast to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that with like the Italian bread Paisano, like the peasant bread,
uh-huh.
That I was talking about making. You have to ferment flour and water and like overnight.
Oh no.
So for whatever reason, like, it's not recording on the video.
We've just been doing this sourdough.
It's just recording on the anchor.
Which is hysterical because most of us...
You never hit record on the YouTube?
I thought I did.
Oh my god.
I didn't hit it all the way. You're supposed to hit it twice.
Oh, dang it. Sorry, listeners, for such a boring podcast. Because it's all visual.
Yeah, there's not going to be a video this week.
Dang it, no one got to see my Chex Mix.
I know, or your plants.
Don't worry, they heard it.
We could start it over, and this could just be a test run.
Oh my god.
Well, Justin, after hearing what your process is, all entails, I was actually thinking, maybe I'll get a start from you and try it myself, but I don't really think...
You're more than welcome to, and I can give you... I can give you a starter, because I have more than enough. You only, look how much it makes. It makes a lot.
And then when you're ready to make the bread, you take something out of that and then flour, right. That's what you make your bread with, right?
Right. So the sourdough starter, every day I'm throwing away all of that except for one or two tablespoons. And when you're making sourdough, you should be utilizing that starter that you're, instead of throwing away, you should be utilizing it to make bread every day.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like a baker would be using it like every single day to be making bread.
Okay. So do you think do you think that I could just get a starter off of you and just bake off of it and not keep the, I don't want to grow it.
Yes.
Okay. Like if I took it home that day and baked it with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Or, you can also keep it in your fridge and feed it once a week, but the flavor then, if you keep it in your fridge and feed it once a week, and it's easy to feed it, like it becomes part of a routine, which is what I really need right now to keep me sane. If you feed it once a week, the flavor isn't strong. It's kind of bland, but you can take it out of the fridge and, start feeding it every day and it'll get back to that state.
Wow. That's such a process.
I see all these people making homemade bread, and it's like,
yeah.
I'm really not a bread person. I don't even have like bread in my fridge, but I like sourdough bread.
I didn't realize I was partaking in a fad.
You're totally partaking in a fad.
Well, soon we're gonna be making our own candles. Everybody's freaking doing
it. You should start.
It's fun though. It's fun and it's rewarding, and it's just mindless work for people stuck at home.
Yeah. You should start making kombucha.
Jeff and I are lucky enough that we're still getting paid.
Kombucha.
You should start making kombucha.
Oh yeah, I should. That's another ferment process.
Yeah.
I used to make that.
Before. I don't like it. Tastes
yeah, gross. Kombucha's good. Mm-hmm. So what I was saying, Jeff and I are lucky enough we're still getting paid.
We heard you rub it in. I'm just kidding.
I'm lucky enough to be working and still getting paid.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm jealous of his extended vacation. I leave work every day. I'm like, yep, have a good day. Relaxing.
I can't believe it, but like I'm almost on day 50.
Isn't that crazy?
Of not working at all.
Yeah.
Except for working on this insanity.
I had a 2-day weekend, and then during the weekend, I found out they were closing. So they closed on the 18th of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came in that morning for about 35 minutes for a meeting about how we were going to proceed, and then I just took the rest of the day off. I'm like, let's start me not being in a petri dish now instead of later.
Right. I remember the day before I took my weekend, I went out to greet a gentleman that had just won a jackpot, an older gentleman, and he kept trying to shake my hand over and over and over. And I just remember, like, every time he would stick his hand out, I would give him my elbow.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how we do it, man. I'm not trying to get you sick. Just, like, throwing bows.
Well, and now it's like, you shouldn't even be touching your elbows. Just stay away. Hey, it's done.
You're beeping, Kareem.
I thought that was us, the sound effects. I'm like, are we cooking something?
Don't burn the mix, yo.
I won't. I gotta start one last time and then 15 more minutes and it's done.
That's so funny.
So last week, I think I talked about me breaking my phone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did I talk about that on the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I got a replacement. That's what I'm talking
wait,
about.
Wait. Everybody listen. This is Chex Mix almost done. Yes.
Now I want some Chex Mix. Go to the store and buy
some. Okay, Justin, tell us about your phone.
Justin, tell us about it.
So for those listeners that weren't here last week, or if I just didn't talk about it last week, I forget. I tried to fix my phone myself, and it went horribly awry.
Horribly awry.
charger kept falling out of it for months and months and months.
Yeah,
because I plugged my phone into my car.
And then you get out and yard it out.
And oh yeah, I try and get out of my car and jerk the cord out. So pull out method, not good for the phone. So I didn't realize that the screws on iPhone boards are about the size of a few grains of sand.
The screws?
And they're not all the same size. So if you try and screw one in a different hole, it won't go. So it didn't end well for me.
So you're putting screws in the wrong holes.
I lost all my pictures, all my videos, almost everything.
Shit.
So also should have backed it up before I screwed with it. So, and then somehow I lost it.
The
and
phone?
Called and got a replacement because I lost my iPhone.
You lost it or you lost the phone?
No, he lost it, babe.
I lost my iPhone.
Oh!
So the upgrade...
What's a sandwich?
Yeah.
They gave me the brand new iPhone.
Wait.
You cut awesome. Out there. They gave you the what?
The brand new?
One of the newer model iPhones.
Cool.
Upgrade.
So is that in your plan if you lose it? Like,
yeah, I had insurance on it.
Oh, okay, cool. Good to know. I'm gonna lose mine next time.
But I wish I could find it so I could get the pictures and stuff off of it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Well, aren't you logged into your iCloud?
I don't pay for the extra space on iCloud, or I didn't. I'll probably start doing that now.
Because I've lost way too many photos. It's 99 cents a month.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
start doing that.
Do it.
$12 a year.
Really?
Yeah,
$12 a year to always have your stuff backed up.
Look at me, I'm doing it. I'm a pro.
I'm doing it.
I'm a pro.
And I realized for the insurance on an iPhone, it's $15 a month. And if I just put $15 a month in a bank account, after the lease term or whatever I was doing, after a couple of years, I'd have enough money to buy one. So,
but that $15 a month just got you a new phone.
It did, but I would have been able to buy. I wouldn't have had to worry about it had I not been paying that. And I'd been putting it away.
Yeah, but it's the putting it away part.
Now I'm paying myself $15 a month.
Okay, well don't forget to
put it somewhere.
Now, my name's Justin, and I'm iPhone insurance salesman.
I have insurance on mine. So, I've never done that before. It's the first time I've ever gotten
insurance.
If anybody
wants to pay me $15 a month for iPhone insurance, let me know. I'll be your insurance agent.
Yeah, it's only $10 a month on the Samsung.
Yeah, but your phone was
That's
because
it's a Samsung.
Yeah. I mean, of course.
That's why we can't FaceTime.
I know.
So, Christine works very hard at her job and is very, like, super smart, like, obviously. And she is convinced that she uses all of her brain power at work.
I am.
And then when she gets home, I'd be like, hey, babe, you want a sandwich? And she'd be like, what's a sandwich?
So I said to the girls at work the other day, I was like, I feel like at work, I put all my energy. I'm constantly on point. And when I get home, I'm like, what's a sandwich?
Well, I think that's allowed. It sounds like you give it all your work. And you can be shown some grace for just not having to work so hard at home.
Yeah.
Or think so hard.
Well, and we, you know, make you guys uncomfortable occasionally, but I tell you what, I take care of this girl best I can.
You do good, baby.
You guys are cute, and I think Jeff, you being a shithead, is kind of like the sweet and sour of the relationship. Like, you can be really sweet, and sometimes you can be a little sour too.
Well, the favorite thing
it's probably a good mix of both.
I'm not always peaches either.
Yeah, my favorite thing is to like today, something, it was something funny happening, and I was like, don't be rude, or I said, and that's why you're rude. And she went to say, like, hey, and went and farted. which made us start laughing. And then she's like, stop, I've got to fart again. It made me laugh so hard that like 30 seconds later, she blasted another one on a laugh. Oh my God. Then she's like, well, apparently I have to go to the bathroom now.
I was crying.
The thing I have to say I love about you guys is that you guys laugh so hard together.
I almost like puked. I was laughing so hard.
I'm gonna tell them how I mooned you this morning.
You know, like, Jeff, when I especially distant saw you the other day, you know, you were talking about how you guys got, like, the uncontrollable giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
got
that.
And it's just like, I was like, oh, that's just so cool. Now, I did watch the video you sent, and I did laugh pretty hard, but I wouldn't say it was uncontrollable. But I just, it's like, to get uncontrollable giggles with someone, it's like such a connection. Like, it doesn't just happen with anybody, you know?
Yeah.
What video are you talking about?
The sea ship?
Oh, yeah. I am the horn of the sea ship. When we come to port, we make this noise. Ho. Yeah, that was fun. Oh, and I was going to say the Burke DeBoer, shout out Burke DeBoer. That part that I read, I had recorded, like, Sweetie here recorded me. I was like doing the bass drum and the hi-hat and playing my guitar at the same time, and I just did a little video. She made a little video and I had her send it to me, and I put it on YouTube and posted on my Facebook that said make and do. And then Burke's like, hey, he sent me a message and said, can I rip the audio off that? I want to use it as like background music for one of the parts in my thing. Whoa. And I said, sure, but let me, like, do one longer so you don't have to loop it. So I did that whole, it's all it is a drop D, D chord. Super fun. Like,
oh my God, and he's going to make you famous.
The thing is I highly doubt I'm ever get famous off of this. I mean, I highly doubt it. But the truth was is that before, like, I did the reading with him, I was nervous as fuck. Like, I literally got super nervous, and then we all met in a Zoom meeting, me and him and this other kid, Declan, who was super talented, and we just talked for a minute, and then we started to read the project, and, like, when it was all said and done, we did it, like, 4 or 5 times, and it was super great, like, and we said our goodbyes, and I felt like I had just done what I should be doing. Like, it was, like, I felt like I had just done something that I loved.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm super emotional right now.
Babe.
Babe, don't start crying on me, babe, but I'm really emotional about it.
Oh, baby.
Now you're making me uncomfortable, you guys.
I tell you, though, sometimes he can be a big pain in the ass, this guy. But he has the biggest heart of anybody I've ever met. No, I'm crying!
I don't know, man, those lattes you make in the morning.
What's that? Oh, the lattes.
Those lattes that you make in the morning for Christine, seriously, that just, like, upped the bar for, like, my next relationship. I'm like, oh, that goes on the list, too, now.
Every day I get coffee.
Oh, my God. We're both crying over here.
I make him breakfast and he makes me coffee, although he made breakfast today. You're so cute.
Oh, you make him breakfast? You have, never mind. Mateel's off. I'll make my own coffee.
She makes the best breakfast sandwiches ever.
I do. I make good breakfast sandwiches.
Super awesome. Whew, bagels and cheese and eggs.
I learned how to make an omelet the other day. It was pretty awesome. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, last podcast, we did. The 5-minute walk away omelet.
It was more like the 2-minute walk away, walk back, walk away, walk back omelet. But I figured it out. I made it work. I'm becoming more domestic in this stay at home, stay safe stuff.
Even though she's still working.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Anna's kind of, I've been getting spoiled because he's home every night.
I know, I bet that is nice.
I was saying that the other night.
It's going to suck when I got to go back. And I don't know what it's going to look like either. It's going to be a whole different thing.
I don't know how that, back. I don't know how a casino opens with keeping people not social, like, I don't know how that works.
It's going to be different. And I think right now they're less concerned about when they're going to open, and they're thinking more about what it's going to look like. Yeah. Like, are they going to have to restrict it to only like two people on a carousel, or one person on one side of each carousel, or, you know, close off different sections of the casinos, or how are they going to social distance people? You know what I mean?
Well, and the truth is, like, this is reality. A casino is not a social distance place at all.
Yeah.
So how do you turn someplace that is a basically a petri dish and a place where everybody is in close proximity into a place that, like, abides by social distancing rules? Not just abides by rules, but, like, what I've learned from the people who make my work possible is they don't want people to get hurt. They don't want people to get sick. So they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they don't. And so what's that going to look like?
Well, the director in me has a solution. So you guys have a lot of different spaces in that building that draw a crowd, that the reason why you're drawing crowds is so they lose money in the machines, right? So you open up your concert hall space, you open up, you get rid of the buffet, and you open up the areas where the tables were, and you put the machines far apart from each other in those areas.
You know how much work that is?
Well, I'm just saying, that's what's drawing the people. You guys don't make much money off those concerts. You got to pay all those people. You got to pay the people who are performing.
I don't know.
The money is in the slot machines. So you use the spaces available. People don't need to sit on top of each other. They can
set the It's true. Apart. That would be ideal if we could do that, but that would take that would take
months.
Yeah.
You got it. Months and months. Closed.
Yeah.
How many people does it take to move a slot machine?
Well, it's not just about the slot machine. You have to get permission from the gaming. If there's a lot of bureaucracy, you have to get permission from surveillance and the gaming commission. And you also have to
move a slot machine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. And then you have to, especially to move a bunch of them, you have to make sure that you have surveillance on them, enough surveillance. And you also need to make sure that there are electrical outlets and cables running
data
that people won't trip over.
Yeah, we need
put them along the wall.
What's the fiber optics for our communication?
Yeah.
Well, it's just an idea.
So you can't just take a game and, like, throw it in the buffet. There's no fiber ran down there.
Wow.
And if there is...
But that would be ideal.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
I'm full of ideas.
I mean, they got a lot of people that are sitting around being paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, too... So
okay, but
you need a lot of people to move the games, and so when you move the games, it's a lot of people. How do you socially distance those people that are moving games?
The employees, you don't.
It takes a couple. I know, but you
wear face masks. A lot of employees at the hospital and whatnot are not. They're all on top of each other. It's more of your, like, customers at that point. You're not going to be able to social distance move a slot machine.
Okay, but say you got all wires and the bureaucracy and the permits. How many people does it take to move a slot machine? Can I move a slot machine on a hand truck?
Well, no. You have to unhook the power, the data, and everything. Pull up the power cord. Unbolt the machine off of the base. Take the machine onto a lift, drop it to the ground, and then one person can move it to the next place. I mean, one person can do it, but the amount of machines that you got to move, if one person is doing it, it takes that long. Like,
You could hire some and really all the paperwork strong that people.
It takes. It takes a lot, a lot of bureaucracy to move any machine.
Yeah.
And J2K. J2K. I can sing about my balls if I want to. I stand a wipe. Don't you think that's interesting? J2K. J2K. Mr. Rogers makes me cry like a little bitch. Don't forget hashtag totes dope AF. J2K. J2K. Hey everybody, don't forget you can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And also, don't forget to use hashtag TotesDopeAF on Twitter, Instagram, and MyFace.
All those places. Good night, Christine.
Good night.